K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of K-State University. I'm ready to get this week out of the way, get through this Friday, and get to the weekend, recuperate, and get ready to rock and roll next week. But we still got action all across the board. K-State athletics, ring sports, in crunch time. Got the women's golf team. About to take the golf course center stage in the national championships later on today, which is when this comes out, probably be Pacific time before 7. Get the baseball. We'll get to the postcast of baseball here in just a moment. Big news coming out of Lawrence and for the track and field. We're getting all that here as we dive on in into the weekend. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is track and field, men's women's golf, baseball, football, later this fall, and so much more. Eddie Greer hosts this podcast, coming to you from a cool Kansas City, Missouri, where people think they get this race already. I got something for that. But anyways, baseball, postcast, not off to a good start. K-State losing the Cincinnati in game one yesterday afternoon by a count of 7-4. And in a series, what I talked about, that you need it. This was in a very important series. This was the concern. And K-State, well, they answered one of my questions, not ready to play in this game. And on the road, where K-State has just been a different team on the road all year long in 2005, and it showed up again here in probably would be the most critical, crucial series of the season. The last series of the season where you're battling with a team that, hey, if you were to get selected for regionals, this will be it right here. And K-State drops game one. Of course, game two is later on this afternoon, same time, 5 o'clock Central Time, 7-4. Cincinnati takes it at home. Pete Hughes, after game one loss, quote, "It's too bad. The team's on here and say, we did some good things you have to do to win on the road. We scored first and built a lead. Unfortunately, we were unable to hold that lead. We built innings that had great potential, but were unable to capitalize and couldn't situationally hit." That seems to be the theme of the year when it comes to on the road for this K-State team. And this team had a 3-0 lead going into the third inning, and then the momentum quickly shifted there, and Cincinnati put a 4th spot and really never looked back in this game. Well, K-State did tie the game 4-4, but K-State did not score after the 4th inning of this ball game here, as Ty Rule was credited with a loss in this game. Goes 3-3. I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit. Adam Buskowski, Buskowski, 4-0 on the year for Cincinnati, and Kellen O'Connor getting the save for Cincinnati in this game. Cincinnati, now look, see this is what I'm talking about. Same record going into today's game too, 30-22, and the only difference is conference record. K-State still has a better conference record by a game over Cincinnati, 16-2 to 15-13, but this is what you did not need. Losing to Cincinnati. And, oh, by the way, me and Alex punted this week's recording to next week there as well. So, sorry about that. But more than likely, we'll record next week, probably on Mondays. Get that out of the way, especially if I go ahead and sign up for the Bill Snyder half, which is still pending. I'll have a decision made by the end of today. I have to make that decision by the end of today. Get that sorted out. And then we can move forward from there. So I'll make a definite decision no later than this weekend for sure. But, yeah, no later than this weekend, I'll have a definite decision, because I'm not going in next week making indecisive decisions there on that. But, yeah, I did say on this podcast yesterday, again, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time I update content. Y'all be first to be notified about that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Yeah, so I did say on this podcast yesterday that I was 85-90% certain that I might jump in last minute to do the Bill Snyder half marathon. It has significant what is the words I wanna bring up here? Has special significance. There you go. to why I'm back in this running deal. But yeah, K-State, they're going to need some special significance here in Game 2. They're going to even this series at a game apiece. And this is big games at the end of the year. You need your big players to step up in this game. And oh yeah, Cincinnati going back into the box score. This game was tied at 4-4 after 4 innings. Cincinnati untied it in the 6th. Add one more in the 7th and add one more in the 8th. And while K-State could not get it done there, could not get it done in his baseball game here. Your starting pitcher, Jacob Frost, did not last long. See, honestly, this is what I don't get. 2 2/3, 2 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those are earned. Walked 4, struck out 2. Ty Rule ended up pitching 4 innings behind Jacob Frost. Then you had Adam Arthur inning in a third of an inning, and then James Gant pitched an inning, 2 hits, gave him a run. That was earned. Struck out 2 Bearcat batters in this one. That is not what I want. Get back out of that there. And let me see. Box score. Cincinnati, your winning team in this ball game. 7 runs on 8 hits. No errors. Kansas State loses a critical game. 4 runs, 9 hits, and a costly error. You can't just be making mistakes this late in the season there. And of note here, Kansas State did not hit a home run in game 1. So I talked about the home run hitting. Okay, if K-State was going to hit home runs or win anyways, you needed home runs. And K-State did not hit a home run in this ball game. Keaton O'Connor, Seth Dardar, and Barry Matlack doubled in this ball game here. Keaton O'Connor, that was his only hit of the ball game, along with Seth Dardar. D. Kennedy goes over. Shantiro, my guy, goes 1-for-3 in the ball game there. And Bear Matlack, also that double was also his only hit of this game, as well as the Cats drop a crucial game there in this one. Now K-State, of note here, still ranked 6th in the Big 12. Now Cincinnati has gobbled up that gap to just 1 game back. Remember, these guys were tied neck and neck. So, again, this is going to be not as significant to whether one of these teams makes the regional after the Big 12 if one of the teams keeps going past that, but also makes huge significance. This is why I don't get you out here racing and all that other stuff. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer. Yeah, I'm just fed up with this week in general. There, just get me through the Friday workday and let's recuperate for the weekend. Cincinnati 7, K-State 4 in game 1 of the Big 12 series finale. K, with this series have huge implications across the board as far as postseason goes anyways there as well. Michael Oviedo goes on the mound for K-State later on in game 2 as K-State needs to even the series. They need to even the series. Cincinnati on the verge of taking a series, which would be a big, big blow for K-State across the board there as well. So we'll see what happens later on this afternoon. K-State looks to bounce back here. 2 more games left in the regular season, and then the Big 12 tournament will commence for the K-State baseball team and Pete Hughes. So there you have it. Cincinnati comes out of the blocks fast, takes game 1. K-State, what's their regular on the road there? Yeah, oh yeah, let me see here. Yeah, K-State, also a big number here, left 9 runners on base. That's not gonna cut it right there as well here. Game 2, hope to be a little bit different here. Same time, 5 o'clock Central Time, as K-State now look to even the series here at a game apiece. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast again. Thank you so much for tapping in to this podcast. I'll go ahead. It's all y'all. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button again. Hit the alarm bell. Like every time we upload content, y'all, we first be notified about that. Second, Podbean app, which me and Alex have punted the ball to next week. And I'm very certain, looking at my schedule if things were to fall, if I would commit, if I were to commit, then they're going to be less rate. There's going to be less running to get ready for that. But anyways, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast for more coverage of your Cats. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Parole Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this Game 1 postcast edition of the Parole Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Remember, K-State Women's Golf begins their quest to make noise in the NCAA National Championships. They will play, they'll begin play, let's see, around 8 Central Time. That'll mean it'll be actually before 9, so that's trying to make, I know Alex ain't out there in Santa California, that, and I just saw the time before hopping on this podcast, that's 6:52 Pacific. That's early. Anyway, let's wrap this up. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.